Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Friday, April the 15th, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today is actually it's an ADHD special, tactical tools that can help you manage time and capture your thoughts. Our format today is going to be a little different from in the past. Today, basically, I'm simply going to air two previously recorded interviews. The first is with Jan Rogers of Time Timer. Time Timer is a visual timing device that engages those with ADHD. It helps them experience the passage of time, thereby enabling them to better manage time. The second interview I'm going to have is with Kevin Thomas of CopyTalk.com. And CopyTalk.com is a voice dictation service. It's not a software. It's a voice dictation service that enables you to capture your thoughts anywhere, anytime with just a phone. Both of these interviews are intended to be, well, they were in-depth discussions around how Time Timer and CopyTalk work. The idea here is to see if we can give you a clear picture or understanding what both do to determine if they'll work for you and help your productivity. To kick things off, I do need to run a commercial break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to go straight into the Time Timer commercial, and then after that, we'll go to CopyTalk.com. So with that, let's run to a break, and then as soon as that's over with, we'll start the interview.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, we're back. And now, my interview with Jan Rogers at Time Timer. Oh, looks like we're having some technical difficulties. I was at the 2010 CHAD conference in Atlanta and spent some time, had the opportunity to spend some time at the Time Timer booth that was in the convention center in between breakout centers. And at first glance or at first look at the Time Timer's area, it really kind of seemed ordinary to me. But as I started to pay attention to it, I realized that they pay attention to time differently. Time Timer makes time more visible, or maybe should I say they make it easier for a person to actually experience time. And after having coached many with ADHD around time, I realized how much Time Timer could help those with ADHD get in touch with time. So our topic today is Time Timer, and with us in our virtual studios, Jan Rogers, the founder of Time Timer. Jan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. It's great to be with you.
I'm thrilled that you're in here to talk about your timing, sister, today, because I think it can be very helpful to those with ADHD. You know, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. How did Time Timer come about?
I created the Time Timer for my youngest child. She had a very intense curiosity and frustration with time that I hadn't noticed with my other children. She was constantly asking how much longer, when are we going to do this, when is my show going to be on, all those kinds of time-related questions. And so it seemed to be important for me to find a resource for her to help her monitor her own time. I wasn't able to do that. When I shopped for a product that might help her, all that was available were the digital watches that were very cute and cartoonish and colorful, but all they were was a series of numbers in a LCD display. That didn't give her information that she could use. Then there was the standard kitchen timer. She was interested in that, but she didn't know when the bell was going to go off. She knew it was coming, but when is that bell going to go off? And then for the standard analog clocks and watches, her confusion was with the direction that the hands were going. She, at the age of 4 or 5, didn't really understand clockwise, counterclockwise. So she didn't know what space to be looking at to understand how much time she had left. At that point, she didn't really care what time it was. She just wanted to know how much time until something was going to happen.
So what I'm hearing you say is your daughter was struggling with the concept of time, and you needed a device, you needed something to kind of help her understand, experience, and watch time pass.
Exactly. Time is difficult no matter what, and it became very clear that if I could put a visual to something as ambiguous and hard to understand as time, that I would be able to help her significantly.
I encourage all of our listeners, we are actually talking about something that's very visual in an audio format. And if you go to timetimer.com, that's TimeTimer.com, you can actually get a visual of what Time Timer actually looks like. And, you know, Jan, it's interesting to me because you talked about, you know, digital clocks, regular analog clocks with a hand going around, an egg timer. They're all, well, the egg timer is just there, but a digital clock is just a number kind of flashing, so you don't really, it's very difficult to understand the concept of time because it's just a number, it's an increment. And a sand timer has sand kind of running through the glass, but it's not, you can see it, but, you know, it's curved, and you just don't really get a sense of it. But what I like about yours is you actually have this bright red disc that actually elapses over time, so you can see it shrink or grow, correct?
Correct. There's just no concern about the perception of time remaining because it's right there in your face. The red is the time, and as the time elapses, the red goes away. When the red's gone, time's up. Simple as that. There doesn't have to be any understanding of numbers or time of day or remember when you started, when you're supposed to stop, none of that. It's very simple, very clear-cut, takes away all of the ambiguity and uncertainty about the time remaining.
Certainly. Tell me about when you went out, you know, early on you built a prototype to this and you went out and you started talking to people about it to verify the concept. Can you tell me about that experience?
My first prototype was actually just a couple of paper plates that I moved back and forth. My experience in trying to market it to the large manufacturers at that time was that it was just too simple. People that I tried to pitch it to thought it should do more. There should be more bells and whistles, as it were, to make it a more important device.
Mm-hmm.
What I have come to find out is that its simplicity is what has made it important.
It's its brilliance, it's its simplicity.
I haven't cluttered it up. Mm-hmm.
It's simplicity is actually the brilliance of it.
Yeah, it's like a gauge. It's something that like in a car, or a cockpit, or something that gives you a lot of information just at a glance, and that's really important these days when people are having to register important information very quickly in order to move on. And it's also a way to help individuals with ADD, ADHD, a full spectrum of learning disabilities to remain more calm because it's so easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly from some discussions that we had leading up to the show, your first experience with the ADHD was actually attending the CHAD conference yourself and talking to some people about Time Timer. Is that correct?
Yes, that I actually was introduced to CHAD through a math conference that I went to. I had no mm-hmm. idea that this would be such an important resource for ADD, ADHD, but I came in contact with several teachers that suggested that I approach that market and was very well received. The teachers that are dealing with the various learning styles that our kids have these days are hungry for new tools and very open to new ideas. And they took to the Time Timer very quickly because time was one of the areas that their kids seemed to struggle with.
Mm-hmm. What forms does Time Timer take?
There are three freestanding timers that are battery operated. The largest one is 12 inches square. The middle size is 8 inches square, and the small one is 3 inches square. The small one has a lid that can flip closed, so it's very portable. Then there is also software. You can put it on the computer. It can be a small window in the corner to help monitor computer activity. Or it can be full screen if a teacher is doing some standardized testing in the classroom and can put it up on the classroom monitor. There's also an iPhone app, and within the next couple of weeks, we'll be introducing our iPad app, which has many more functions than the iPhone app at this point. We're also currently developing a new watch that will make the concept even more portable. What we've found is that it's such an important resource that the individuals using it want it to be with them wherever they go, and they also want it to be discreet.
Mm-hmm.
The people that need some assistive technology don't want to have to stand out. They want to look like everybody else, and that's what we're trying to do with our products.
So it's real exciting. It comes in various forms, various different sizes, but pretty soon you'll have the watch, you've got the clock, you've got the computer program, you've got the iPhone app. Pretty soon you'll have the iPad app. So you're really people are able to use this as a timing tool in many different forms in a way that's very, very subtle around people, and so that nobody would necessarily even notice.
Exactly.
That's real exciting. What are some of the things that you can use Time Timer for?
Teachers have told me that they use it in the classroom to help break up a classroom period for a child that may have difficulty sitting still for a long period of time. They'll do it by setting the timer for shorter increments of time, say 15
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that 15 minutes has elapsed, the child gets a five-minute break. And this is all done with the timer, so the child can set it themselves. They can see there's a beginning and an end to the time frame, and
mm-hmm.
So it's less threatening to them. It's used a lot for transitioning from one activity to another, so a child doesn't get too anxious about when they're supposed to leave to go to do something else. It can be used for behavior management. If a child is acting up in a classroom or a home situation, the timer can be set for a short period of time, and the child can just be told to kind of chill out for a little bit, and when the red's gone, they can rejoin the activity or move on with their with their day. It just makes time less frustrating, less threatening to the child or the adult. There are lots of things about time for adults that can be threatening and distracting.
It seems to me it can be really useful in adults in a business situation when you've got some people in a room, just having timer up, watching the passage of time to keep the meeting or the event on time, because as you see it shrinks, you know, hey, listen, this is, we don't have much time left. We got a lot of time to kind of monitor that. And it also sounds to be probably a real nice tool for parents when they're trying to monitor a child's TV time or computer time.
Exactly. And it's especially for the adults in meeting situations, it makes the timekeeper be less arbitrary. The timer can be set. It's not an individual looking at his or her watch. And so people that are in a kind of a panel situation don't feel cheated out of their time because they can see it right there on the red disc. And I've been told that it does make business meetings far more efficient because they can, the time doesn't slip through their fingers.
Certainly,
and
certainly.
At home, it's a way to take the authoritarianism, if you will, out of time. The issue of time becomes between the child and the timer, not between the child and the parent, because they can see it.
As an ADHD coach, I was working with somebody when I became familiar with Time Timer, and I recommended it to him. And in the last week, it's funny, I've been working with a particular individual, and Time Timer, they break their day out into 15-minute increments. So they've been using Time Timer, and they're starting to describe how they're starting to understand what 15 minutes feels like, which is interesting because conceptually, they would 15 minutes was 15 minutes, but they didn't really get a sense of it. They didn't really feel it. And now after working with Time Timer, they're getting it. And what's very interesting to me that was unexpected is as the person has been working with it, because they interact with Time Timer, they interact with it, meaning they go set it and do different types of things, the person is expressing to me it's bringing a sense of organization. They didn't really think about how they organize time or think about organization when they started using Time Timer. But as they use it and they reset it and make some adjustments and going back and forth because they're really utilizing it, it's fascinating to me how it's got this interesting byproduct because it's teaching them a little bit of organization of just not what 15 minutes feels like, but actually how to organize time and how to organize transition, because they'll schedule 15 minutes to do this task and then they'll schedule a period of time to transition from a task, and that process is actually helping them organize things, which is really kind of fun and fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's. I think the disc creates the sensory component that's important to the process of organizing time and understanding time. Time becomes a measurement. It becomes a consistent movement. It's like a lot of other manipulatives that are used in the classroom. It's if you can touch it, if you can feel it, if you can see it, you're much more likely to absorb the information that's being given to you.
Absolutely, and that's, I said at the beginning of this, what I really like about Time Timer is it pays attention to time differently, and if you've been paying attention to time traditionally in terms of digital clocks and stuff like that, it's not working for you. This is a good opportunity because this is a little different, and to me it's real exciting, and it takes time and makes an experience out of it. It gives you a sense of how to feel it, so this is all real exciting, and for those that are listening, I encourage you to, again, go to timetimer.com, check out the website. Not only can you actually see what Time Timer is, you can actually order a Time Timer, and there's a lot of other videos and a whole host of other information I think you'll find fascinating. Jim, before we wrap things up, is there anything that about Time Timer that you think would be worth our listeners, or have we, I guess I'm saying, have I missed anything?
I think we've covered it pretty well, and I think as you may have said, or maybe I've just thought it, it's not the, it doesn't cure all ills, but if your other timepieces that are in your life aren't helping you with your scheduling, with your day-to-day activities, then give it a try. It's a different way to understand time as a measurement and as a component of your day that can be less threatening and more productive.
And I promise everyone out there that I did not ask her to say that. Jan, one of my mantras in this world is when the obvious solution isn't working, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. And if the obviously timing systems out there that you're paying attention isn't working to, maybe you're paying attention to the wrong thing, and maybe you should try to pay attention to time timer. It might be the not so obvious solution that will become obvious. So with that, Jan, thanks again for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Again, you can learn more about Time Timer by going to timetimer.com. So thanks a lot, Jan.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good day.
All right, everyone. That was my interview with Jan Rogers on Time Timer. I hope you found it interesting. And I do truly think that they pay attention to time differently. And if your existing digital and analog clocks aren't working for you, having some struggle, it might be something you consider. Next up, I'm going to air my interview with Captain Thomas at CopyTalk.com. But before we do that, we need to run to a real quick commercial break.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to this special edition of Attention Talk Radio. Next up, I want to air my interview with Kevin Thomas at CopyTalk.com. I will tell everyone out there that I have used this service for years and find it useful for a variety of things, everything just from capturing notes to dictating letters dictating notes to seeing a blurb, a paragraph somewhere that I'd like to have digitally. I just push my speed dial and start dictating. So with that, here's my interview with Kevin Thomas. Today we have Kevin Thomas from CopyTalk.com here to talk about his company's dictation service and how it can be a real productivity and organizational tool for those with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate being here today.
We're real excited about this. This is your service is something that I've used for a period of time. It's really kind of helped me save time, stay organized, and actually save money. So for our listeners, can you tell everybody a little bit about CopyTalk.com and what it does?
Well, it's really quite honestly a transcription service. We're all familiar with doctors, attorneys, and busy executives who for decades – for practical reasons, have used dictation as a means of being able to get work typed up. And we basically just took it to the next level, allowed any person to be able to call from a phone, dictate over the phone to us, we'll record their voice on computer, and then have the work typed up and emailed back to them.
And that recording that you have is actually available. You can go online and listen to that recording, right?
That's absolutely correct. We give each person who signs up for the service access to their account online where they can review 60 days of their previous work, whether it be the finished text or the original recording.
So, for me, a couple times I've used something and lost it or gotten rid of it, I can go online and download the text and or listen to the recording if there's an issue. So I've always got, you know, copies on my desktop and then also copies I can access on the web.
That's correct. I tell you, computers are great when they work, but when they fail us, you know, it's nice to have a backup.
Absolutely. Tell us about how the dictation process works.
Well, imagine that you want to call to do a dictation. You pick up a phone, call us, dictate whatever it is that you might want to say. So typically what we recommend people say is subject, meeting notes, Tom Jones, text, I met with Tom today, and then kind of recap that meeting. When they're done, they hang up, and then a live transcriber will listen to it, type it up, and then an email will go back to the subscriber with that finished text.
One of the things I think it's really nice about the service, at least because I use it, I mean, I know it's really one of the reasons why I have you on the show, because this is important, but one of the things that's nice is you can go online and you can say, here's the telephone numbers that I call from. So when you call the appropriate telephone number, it recognizes you coming in, so instantaneously you can give your subject and actually start dictating the text. And if
that's
you
correct.
Can put on speed dial, like I have it on speed dial at work and home and my cell phone, it's as simple as hitting a button and just waiting for it to go through and you're ready to go.
That's absolutely correct. And I got to tell you, 99% of our client base uses their cell phone to contact us. And I guess it really fills that need, because when you need to dictate something, very often it's because you don't have pen and paper handy. And we all have our cell phones attached to our hips or in our purses. And so it's nice to be able to pick up a phone, hit a speed dial, and be instantly able to start dictating right away.
Tell me, Kevin, a little bit, what makes CopyTalk different from other dictation services?
Well, I tell you, historically, if someone wanted to do dictation, they had a secretary or administrative staff member do that typing for them. They dictated to them live. And then for many years, there were dictaphone machines that someone would speak into. It was a recording. They take that tape and then have someone transcribe or type it for them. Those services, quite honestly, or those methods still work. Many people still use them, but more and more we're finding others are looking for other solutions. And so you could find transcription services not too dissimilar from ours that would charge you by the minute, by the word, or by the item. And the cost could actually be quite expensive. CopyTalk came up with a model that basically is a pay one price, use it for as much as you'd like to model, that seems to really resonate with people. You know, it's nice to be able to use a service that you can use as much as you want to, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not worry about what the bill's going to be like at the end of the month. So it allows you to budget for it, and it actually becomes a tool that's an adjunct to your way of life.
That's personally, I like that, because it's an all you can eat type of a thing. Because at least on the service I have, I know you got some other services. I can talk for 4 minutes as many times as I want throughout that month, which is it's just nice. It's kind of like, you know, having that flat phone bill where you just kind of pay it and you use it as you go.
Exactly.
The one thing too that I guess I'd like to say is you have the dictation side, but you also have you guys can kind of compete against other dictation softwares. And the nice thing about CopyTalk.com is you don't have to be in front of a computer. All you need is a telephone.
It's really true. You have a phone anywhere, from anywhere in the world. If you can call our number, you can start dictating. And it really is like having a virtual assistant at your beck and call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then that finished text, we know exactly where to send it to, because we already have your email address on file and know exactly where to deliver it.
And for our audience out there, we have a lot of people that listen to the show that have or been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and many times they can be impulsive or thoughts come to their mind so quickly that it's there for a second, and if they go on to something else, many times they'll lose it. And the nice thing about this is when you have that thought, all you have to do is hit that speed dial button on your cell phone, and you can dictate it out of your head, and that way you have a permanent record of it coming to you at your convenience, and it relieves you of the burden of having to remember it. So it is nice, because it's a tool that you can use in real time in a real situation instantaneously and kind of capture something that you might not remember.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better myself. You know, imagine there are scenarios when you might be at a restaurant and something happens or someone comes up and you want to take action on a particular chance meeting that you've had with someone, but you don't have pen and paper and ability to record it right then. You pick up your cell phone, call CopyTalk, you can dictate that, and then when you get back to your computer, then you've got a nice organized way of being able to copy and paste that into your calendar or wherever it needs to go.
Just again, just to kind of roll with the situation, the other thing that's really nice as a productivity tool is many times I'm out and about and I remember, hey, I got a task I need to do, Yep. All I just do is I dictate that task, and I'm an Outlook user, so when the email comes in, I'll actually dictate the task as the subject line, and I can just take that email and drag it into my task and just hit save, and instantaneously I've recorded that particular task in my Outlook because I manage my to-dos there, and it's so simple. I don't have to stop. I don't have to write it down and then re-record it somewhere, so it's in the moment when you need it and the ability to kind of help keep you organized.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I tend to run Mach 5 with my hair on fire, and so trying to keep up with little details and pieces of information, whether it be a receipt or a business card of someone I met or maybe just a song that I've heard on a radio that I want to go and download to my iPod later, it doesn't matter what it is. Some of those little details I can just pick up my cell phone, call, dictate, and then when I'm at my computer later, then I can take them, and I don't have to worry about scratching my head to try to remember what happened to it or where's that expense or where was that received or whatever it was.
Absolutely, absolutely. Kevin, tell me, privacy and security is real important these days, particularly if you're dictating and sending some things over the Internet. Can you share with us what CopyTalk does to keep dictation private and secure?
I tell you, that's a beautiful question, and nobody seems to be caring about that as much as I think they should. But CopyTalk's taken great pains to protect the privacy and client of our clients' information. So anytime you dictate something to us, there's only one person that listens to it. The only other person who might potentially listen to it is a quality assurance person who listens to a random sampling of all of the work that's done just to make sure our standards are held here to. But when that call comes in, we record it on computer, then anything that identifies you as our client is removed from that recording, so that the transcriber, all they hear is your voice. They don't know who you are, where you work, where you're calling from in the country. They know nothing about you, so there's no context in which to associate the information you dictate with who you are. Then once the transcription is complete, then it goes back into the system. We match it up with your account, and then it goes off to you in cyberspace to you via email. Everything that we do is double encrypted. There's no... The work environment of all of our transcribers is very sterile, so they work at a desk where they have no other applications open. They don't have access to the Internet. They're not working from the Internet over a telephone line at home. They're working in our secure facilities. They don't even have so much as a pencil or a pen or a piece of paper in which to capture information. So we really take great pains to protect that information. Many of our clients are in high-level security situations, and so we, based on our contracts, really have to take a high level of protection with that data.
Excellent, excellent. Kevin, another question. What type of products do you have? I think you have more than just one.
Well, we do. Our MobileScribe service is our flagship product. When we first started, long before BlackBerries and other smartphones were available, you could call CopyTalk, or actually CopyTalk would call you anytime you got an email. And we'd actually have a computer read that email to you over the phone and then give you the ability to dictate a reply to it. That service is still available, but again, you know, with the advent of smartphones, many people choose the other methods to be able to read their email to them. But then you could also then pick up the phone, call, and do a dictation and have that email sent to whomever you'd like to as well. So that service is available. Then we have our Digiscribe service. Many people have asked us, well, what if I just want to give you a recording of a meeting and have you transcribe it for us, pretty much like a traditional transcription company would do. We offer that, and it's priced at $1.40 per minute, but we will allow you to upload a recording to us, and then we'll take that recording, type it up, and then send it back to you via email.
Excellent, excellent. If someone wants to actually – I guess test the service. Is that available?
Yeah, we give you the ability to try the service for a week, 7 days to kind of kick the tires. No obligation. There's no price or cost for that. And if you like it, then you pay via credit or debit card for the service month to month thereafter. Although we have another offer where if you pay for the first month, the second month can be free, and then from then on it's month to month. And so that's been very popular as well.
And that's important. There's no long-term contracts. Literally, you can sign up, but this isn't month to month.
No, we try to be as easy to do business with as we can. And quite honestly, if we're only as good as we are to you day after day. And it's amazing. We have a 97% retention rate when people try the service for at least a month. So it says that we're at least meeting most people's needs on a day-to-day basis, which is awesome.
97% retention rate, that's excellent. Excellent. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners you think would be important?
You know, just really, it's easy. You know, if you can use a telephone and you have access to email, CopyTalk can be a new system of way of organizing your life, whether it be business or personal. And you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, dictate anything you'd like. We'll type it up and email it back to you. And then you copy and paste it wherever it needs to go.
And the prices are exceptionally reasonable. And you can learn more about that by going to copytalk.com. And if you want some special stuff, just because you're an Attention Talk Radio listener, go to copytalk.com/ATR. And they've got some special deals for you out there if you want to take advantage of it. Kevin, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show and letting our listeners be aware of what your services are. Hopefully someone will take advantage of it and be some long-term customers of yours.
Wonderful. Look forward to it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Well, everyone, that was my interview with Kevin Thomas at CopyTalk.com. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was very informative. It emphasized through the show, it's as simple as just pushing a speed dial button, dictate your subject, and then start dictating the text. It is very, very helpful. It is very, very productive. It's not for everybody, but for those who get thoughts or are on the run, it can be very, very useful. And again, it's one price for the month, all you can eat. So you can dictate as many 4-minute messages a month as you choose. So it's for those who want to use it, it's really a good deal. And there is a special deal going for CopyTalk listeners if you go to www.copytalk.com/ATR. So with that, that concludes this week's show. Catch us coming up on Wednesday for our regularly scheduled programming. Take care, everyone.